right. I ask you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 98. The 98th Psalm. Here the psalmist says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity." May we pray. Holy Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, that we have this opportunity, that we can come together today and worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask you this morning, Lord, that as we look into this passage of Scripture, as we search into our hearts today, that the Holy Spirit this morning might speak to us and show us the great and marvelous things you have done for us. We ask you this morning, Lord, that you might lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might be the one who is glorified here today. For it is he this morning who has loved us and gave himself for us. And in his precious holy name we pray, amen and amen. I read a cartoon in Peanuts one time, and Lucy was talking to Charlie Brown, and she asked Charlie Brown, said, "Why are there so many people in the world?" And Charlie Brown said, "Well, I read that people's purpose is to bring someone else joy." And she looked around and said, "Well, somebody's not doing their job." You know, this morning, I think this morning as we read in our Scripture and as we observe, of course, what is known as Christmas, we think about the one person who can bring joy to all people. The one person today who can bring joy to all people. At his birth, we know that the angels came and appeared unto the shepherds, and they announced the birth of Jesus Christ, and they said he brings good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. This morning, the birth of Jesus Christ was to bring great joy to everyone today. Back in the early 1700s, there was a man in England by the name of Isaac Watts, and he was the son of a pastor, and he, at church, he began to be a little displeased with much of the singing they were doing, and he complained to his father. And his father said, "Well, if you think you do any better, why don't you sit down and write a song?" So he wrote a song, and I guess today it's probably my favorite song to be sang at Christmas time. Of all the songs we can sing at Christmas time, I believe that Isaac Watts, many years ago, penned those words that we sing so often today. But do we really stop and think what they really mean? "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior rings. Let the men their songs employ, while fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns invest the ground. He comes to make his blessing full, for as a curse is found." He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love. This morning we sing that song, and what a wonderful song that it is. It was written by Isaac Watts so many years ago. And they say that Psalms 98 was the basis upon which he based this particular song this morning. And may I say to you today that as the angels announced at his birth, as Isaac wrote in the words of his song today, Jesus does bring joy. And he is the only one this morning who can bring real and true and lasting joy to anyone this morning. You say, well, how can Jesus bring joy? Well, he brings joy this morning because of the power that is invested in him, because of the great power that he has this morning. The psalmist writes in verse 1, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Boy, hasn't the Lord done marvelous things today. I mean, he's done things that make us sit back and marvel, makes us sit back and stand in awe. Say, how in the world did that come to pass? The Lord has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. This morning, victory, victory, victory. The word literally means to conquer and to overcome. We hear a word that is used oftentimes in the sports world today, and you see much apparel this morning that is manufactured by a company called Nike. And it simply means this morning, conqueror. Nike is this morning is the conqueror. And Jesus Christ is the one this morning that is the overcomer. He this morning is the one who is victorious. He is the one this morning who brings us the victory today. The first stanza of Isaac Watts' song said, the Lord has come. The Lord has come. As you read the Christmas story and as you get to Luke chapter number 2, and as you get to verse number 11, there's a very unique thing that takes place in that verse this morning. As you read and as you study that passage of Scripture, you think about what the angels are saying here. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Which is Christ the Lord. That's the only place in the entire Word of the Lord this morning you find Savior and Christ and Lord in the same verse this morning. And this morning we find this morning that it is telling us there that Jesus Christ was born to be a Savior. This morning he was born to be the overcomer. As he announced his birth unto Joseph, his earthly guardian, this morning we find that the angel said he shall save his people from their sins. This morning, God has told us that he is the power. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 24 says that Jesus Christ is the power of God today. Joy can come today because Jesus Christ has the power to conquer and to overcome. He has power to bring victory this morning. We often sing that song, Victory in Jesus, and thank God today we can sing that song. We cannot find victory in the Baptist church or victory in the Methodist church. You can't find victory in the Republican or Democratic party, but I want to tell you this morning, you can find victory in Jesus. And when that little babe was born in a manger so many years ago, we can find that God brought the power of God down and Emmanuel, God with us, become in flesh. And he became the power of God and give us the power to overcome today. He brings with him this morning hope and victory for all of us. He has the power to transform. He changes this morning. I'm glad today that we can find that in Jesus Christ is a power to transform and change today. You cannot find anybody else that can transform and change anybody's life like Jesus Christ. I told you many times, I can't do a lot of things, but thank God I can tell you about a man who can. I can tell you this morning that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and the power of God today. And he has the power to transform any individual today. Doesn't matter how deep they went. Doesn't matter the depths of depravity they might be into. Jesus Christ is the great transformer and can change people's lives. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. He's been transformed by the power of God into something entirely different today. He's the power to save. I'm glad this morning that he can save us from our sins. We're steeped this morning in sin. We're born in sin. We're conceived in sin. But thank God today that there's somebody today with the power to forgive those sins. You'll not find it in a confession booth. You'll not find any man upon the walks upon the face of this earth can forgive your sins. You can donate money to the church. You can do all kinds of good works. But you'll find this morning that the only way you can ever have your sins forgiven is through Jesus Christ. He is the one this morning that can say, I forgive. I forgive. He has the power this morning to secure us. I'm glad that I'm in his hands today. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would you be and where would I be? I'm secured in him. He has the power to reveal. He reveals the will of the Lord for us. He opens the word of God unto us. He gives us those things that we need in every hour that we need them today. Thank God today is eternal power. You know, I watch all the television commercials today, and I watch all of the people advertising all of the things that people want for Christmas, all of the things that people need for Christmas. And I think of all the things that will be purchased and given this year. There's one thing I can tell you about every gift that'll be given. I'm not saying don't give gifts. I told my daughter the other day, she came by and Brother Wes White was there and he was talking about gift giving. I looked over at her and I said, buy me something expensive. I'm worth it. But you know, there's one thing about every gift that you'll receive. It's temporal. It'll not last forever. But I want to tell you, the eternal power of God will last forever in your life today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Every gift, everything we can receive upon this earth is temporal. It'll pass away. But Jesus Christ is the eternal power of God. And what he brings to us this morning will last forever. It's eternal today. We have the eternal power of God. I'm glad it's not fly by night. I'm glad it's eternal today.
Amen.
Jesus Christ brings joy because he has the power of God. He brings joy this morning because we find that in him is the promise of God. Verse 2, the psalmist said, the Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. The promises of God. God keeps his promises. And this morning I want to tell you, you can stand on the promises of God.
Amen.
You might not stand on my promise. You may not stand on the promise of any other person, but you can stand on the promises of God. And you see, Paul, as he wrote the church at Corinth, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number, chapter 1 and verse number 20, has these words to look at this morning. And you listen to what Paul, as he writes this church, says. For all, A-L-L, I like that word, all. You ever go to an all-you-can-eat buffet? Several years ago, many years ago, we went into an all-you-could-eat buffet, and after about the third plate, the guy told us, that's all you can eat. You're out of here. All. That means everything. All. Every promise of God are what? Are in Him. In Him. You see, without Jesus Christ, there is no promise of God. But the promises of God rest eternally in Jesus Christ today. God promised us a Redeemer. He promised us someone would come and bruise the serpent's head. He promised us someone would come and buy back that which our Father Adam lost when he sinned. You see, Adam lost three things when he sinned. He may have lost more, but I can tell you there's three things that Adam lost when he sinned. And he lost it for all of us today. He lost his innocence. And all the world becomes guilty before God. We're innocent no more. Adam lost our innocence. Number two, he lost our inheritance. He was driven out of the garden. And number three, he lost our immortality, because the day that you sinneth, you shall surely die. But then the second Adam in Jesus Christ, Jesus redeemed all of that. And now we have our innocence, we have our inheritance, because we're joint heirs with Christ. And we have this morning immortality, because he that believeth in me shall have everlasting life. Adam lost it, but praise God, Jesus brought it back. God promised us a Redeemer in Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15. And in Jesus Christ, he brought that. He promised Israel a Messiah. He promised Israel a king. Isaiah said he promised us a son. He promised an heir and a messenger. And in Jesus Christ are the promises of God this morning. And every one of those promises are to us through his son. He was born to die, but he was also born to fulfill the promises of God. Jesus completes the promises of God. He is the great completer, and we're now complete in Him. Every promise of God is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. We sang just a moment ago about that wonderful day, that glorious day. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. We're headed to a better place. We have a great destination. We can walk on a street of gold. And the only reason we can do that this morning is because the promises that God made are in Jesus Christ. And if we're in Him this morning, the promises of God are now fulfilled. We're complete. You see, we're incomplete without Jesus. But when Jesus comes, you complete. Peace. Jesus brings peace. In Genesis chapter 49 and verse number 12, as Jacob is dying and as he has his sons gathered around him, and as he's making prophecies concerning those sons, and he gets to Judah and he said, the sepulcher shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. Shiloh means peace or bringer of peace. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6 gives several titles to Jesus when he comes into this world. Wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, and Prince of Peace. He made peace this morning through the blood of his cross. And he is our peace. He is our peace. That's what Paul said in the book of Colossians. He is our peace. You know, many times during the times of war, they'll have a truce, or sometimes they call it an armistice. And sometime, maybe at Christmas time for a day, everybody will take the day off and they don't shoot at each other. Next day we start shooting again. That's a truce. That's an armistice. Because the war starts all over again. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ brings peace. Not a truce. He brings peace this morning with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. He is our peace. I have peace with God today because of Jesus Christ. The war is over. The war has ended. And it's a peace this morning that the war won't start back up again. I have peace with God. As a song that goes something like this, I don't know the exact words, but it says, down in my soul, a battle was raging. But the King of the Ages fought the battle for me. And praise his name, I'm now set free. Peace with God. That's what Jesus brings this morning. That's what Isaac Watts wrote about. That's what the psalmist is saying to us this morning. That throughout all the ages, as we look this morning and as we think about this time of the year of Christmas, remember there is joy to the world. I read the headlines in the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal today, and I don't remember the exact words it said, but it was talking about people who go through times of extreme grief during the Christmas season because of the loss of a loved one. And certainly today you miss those who will not be gathered there. I miss my babies, but I want to tell you something today, folks. There's still joy to the world because Jesus has come. No matter what takes place, I have joy, joy, joy down in my soul, not because of earthly material things, but because 2,000 years ago, God sent forth his Son, born of a virgin, made under the law. And he came and was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. He lived and died. He lived and breathed upon this earth and walked, and in him was found no sin. One day he walked up Golgotha's hill and gave himself for me. And the power of God brought him out of the grave, and he lives forever in the heavens to reign. Hallelujah, there's joy to the world today because of Jesus Christ and what he did for you and I. Well, listen to me this morning. Don't ever let folks tell you that Jesus Christ is not real. My God is real. My Jesus is real. I want to tell you today, and I have real joy today, because my joy is based not upon my feelings, not based upon things that happen around me, but my joy today is based upon God sent his Son to be my Savior. Joy to the world. Do you have joy in your heart today? Do you have joy in your soul? If you don't, you need to meet Jesus. Let earth receive her King. And let every heart prepare hymn room. Is Jesus in your heart this morning?
Amen.
All right, if you'll stand together with me. Brother Bruce, if you'd come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask to take this very simple message and use it today for the honor and glory of Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. And everything that you do today, please lift up and glorify Thy wonderful Son. For it's in His name that we pray. Amen.